This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hey, friends. Welcome back to the Sisterhood Tea Party podcast, where we sip, share, and spill all the tea that helps you live your best life. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Jessica, and today we're talking about how to stop shrinking. This one's for all the women who've ever second-guessed their sparkle, dimmed their shine, or felt like they were too much.
Because it's summer, the sun is out, the fits are fitting, and the confidence should be loud, even if you're quiet. It's time to step into your main character energy without feeling like you have to apologize for it.
So before we get into it, let's do our little catch-up. What is top of mind for you this week?
So I saw a quote this week that had said, if you keep playing small, you'll keep attracting small energy. I was like, oh. Okay, go ahead and drag me across the floor because what? And that hit hard because I didn't realize how much I'd been holding back on posting things because I didn't want to do too much. On TikTok, I've been trying my very best to get back
out. You've been killing it. You've been killing it.
I've been trying. I know that I could be doing more and I've had this whole plan about wanting to post more. I feel like I don't know if anybody's going to want to watch this. I don't know if I'm going to get views, blah, blah, blah. And I know it's not about that, but I still had this thing in my head where I'm like, I don't want to do too much, but at the same time, I'm like, why not post the content? I hear that all the time, post the content, but I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at. And I'm trying to think, how can I get out of that mindset, if you will, to like keep posting and just putting myself out there? Cause I want to continue to be a content creator.
I hear you. Well, I live for your content, so please keep posting it. And I'm sure everyone who listens to this podcast also lives for your content. But I definitely know what you mean. I feel like my top of mind is very similar. Like I kind of been noticing how easy it is to shrink in rooms that aren't built for you. And you said like that small mindset of like, I don't know, sometimes you're just fighting so hard to fit into a space and it's not hitting because it's not who you are. And so instead of shrinking, I'm trying to more embrace, how can I expand? How can I find different spaces then, especially in summer? Because summer, I feel like, is just my season. I'm so ready.
Yes, girl, exactly. I feel like now is the perfect time to get into how we're doing that. So let's do it.
Yeah, let's start here. What does playing small actually mean? Because it's not always loud or obvious.
Right. It's not always about shrinking physically. Sometimes it's energy. It's filtering your opinions. It's not celebrating a win because you're afraid it'll make someone uncomfortable. I think about this all the time. If I have a win, how should I frame this in a way where it's not like I'm bragging, but
yeah,
why not? If I have the people in my life, and we literally talked about this in the last episode, if we have people in our life who are supporting us, why wouldn't I be able to celebrate a win? Instead of, I worked hard for this, you're saying, well, you know, I'm just lucky and that's just what it is.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, it's this, but it's no big deal. You downplay it,
yeah,
right?
You downplay it. Yes.
Yeah. It's what you, like what you just said, when you want to post something or share something, or even when you just like want to try something new, but you hesitate because you're like, what will people think of me? What are people going to think? Are they going to make fun of me? Or like imposter syndrome sneaks in because, oh, they're going to be like, that's not her. But if you want to do it.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think about like things that I've been trying to experiment with my own, just on social media and trying to do different things. If I do this, like, what are people going to think? Are they going to follow? Are they going to think it's cool? Is it going to be weird? Like, who knows, right? When you stop yourself from dreaming out loud because someone in your circle isn't doing the same. It's not humility. That's fear masked as protection.
And especially because I think just to name what this is, a lot of us learned how to play small as a survival skill. whether it was from a family, relationship, school, work, especially for women, right? We were trained, oh, you should be low maintenance because he's not going to like you, or you should be low maintenance because of this. You need to be grateful for your opportunities. I think, yes, you should be grateful, but the gratefulness like is portrayed and like pushed onto us. Be chill about it. Be humble about it. Like, don't be too excited or ick, you know? And so then being low maintenance and being easygoing got us rewarded.
Yeah. And it's so wild to think, why was it like that? It makes zero sense to me. It kind of poured into our adult life of having to, you know, we get promoted. Well, don't be too loud about your promotion. Like, be chill about it. And it's like, no, you should be loud and proud. So if you're listening to this and this hits you, give yourself compassion. Playing small might have kept you safe once, but it's now keeping you stuck.
Yeah. So let's talk about what confidence does look like, because the internet has kind of turned it into a personality, but confidence takes practice over time to actually truly feel it and embody it.
I agree. Main character energy is not about necessarily being the loudest in the room. It's about being rooted. It's about wearing the outfit because you love it. It's about sharing your ideas at work. Speak up, stand up for what you believe in. If you have an idea, you deserve to be heard. It's about celebrating yourself without waiting for permission. You don't have to get permission to celebrate your achievements. You've overcome something really big and you want to share that. Do that. You have every right to celebrate the person that you are, celebrate the person you've become, celebrate everything that has happened in your life. Because, and I say this all the time in my classes, we celebrate everything. We celebrate the small wins. We celebrate the big wins. We celebrate those little milestones that you've made. Everything makes a difference in your life and you deserve to be celebrating out loud.
100%. And I love that it wear the outfit because you love it. Growing up in the Midwest, you know, growing up, I literally remember in high school showing up in heels my first week of school in Kansas, and people were like, what the hell is she wearing? I learned so quick that you do not dress up for school. You wear t-shirts and jeans, t-shirts and leggings when that became a thing. You do not dress up or people look at you funny. And I had to like unlearn that as adult, because now if I don't get a compliment on my outfit, I'm kind of actually offended. I wanted to look cute today. And even if I'm like, I would always rather be overdressed than underdressed. That's just me personally. And so like, I don't care if no one else is dressed up. I want to be dressed up, and because I love the outfit. It's something I had to unlearn. Yeah. Also, it's also choosing yourself in the quiet ways too. So leaving the group chat. We've talked about this a bit. Unfollowing people who are just draining you, or finally applying for something that you've been talking about for months.
I don't know why this actually reminded me, this last part here, like applying for something that you've been talking about for months. I remember, story takes me back to when I was getting ready to go to grad school, or wanting to go to grad school, and I was talking to you about it way back in the day. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do this. And you're like, just do it. Just apply. Make it happen. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Hell yeah. Let me do this. And I did it. I need to be in a place where I'm choosing myself. I was so tired of living in my hometown. I was so tired of feeling stuck in my ways. And I knew that I wanted better for myself. I knew I wanted to grow and learn more about what the rest of the world had to offer. And I applied and made things happen.
It's so funny because you've told me about this before, but I remember us talking about this, but I don't like remember saying those words, but you've told me that before. But I now, like, when people come to me for like career advice at work, I always remember that you've like told me that like this was like so impactful. So I always try to have that yes. same mindset and energy with people, like, because I transitioned, you know, from research to product manager. So a lot of people come to me because they're wanting to transition to product management. And I'm always like, do it. Why wouldn't you? If you're more than 50%, go do it, because I remember you saying how much that helped you. So I always try to bring that energy. So, and look at you now. Now you have all your people. You're living your life. I'm happy for you.
Yes. And see, this is why we continue to stay connected, because you've always been there. You've always lifted me up. You've shown me that I need to continuously live out loud and be confident in myself. So thank you, Jess. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And confidence isn't linear. Some days you're on fire. Other days you're reminding yourself why you're worthy. But main character mindset is still knowing your story is worth telling, even when you're not the loudest narrator.
I could not agree more. Some days I'm like, oh my God, I am that girl. And then some days I'm like,
I'm that bitch.
What am I doing with my life? And then I'm like, I didn't work out today. I'm just feeling low on myself, you know, or, oh, I didn't eat a healthy meal today. That's probably why I actually feel the same. And then the next day I'm like back to main character. The ups and downs are so real. So what actually stops us from showing up, and what keeps us playing small when we want to actually glow?
To be honest, I think shame, right? Shame that we're too much or not enough. It's also the fear of being cringy, the fear of failing in public. All of these different things play a part in that.
Yeah. And social media plays a huge part too. It's this constant comparison, and we compare our behind the scenes to someone's highlight reel. And then we sit on the sidelines of our own lives because we're too busy being like, oh, I wish I had their life, instead of knowing that is their highlight reel.
Exactly. And I also feel we forget that confidence is built through evidence. So every time you try something new, you have to advocate for yourself or speak up. You're showing yourself who you really are.
So if you're listening and you've been stuck in the what if people think I'm too much mindset, flip it and ask, what if I'm exactly what someone needs to see? Or what if I need to see me show up for me?
And take it a step further. I want you to find some time this week to reflect and ask yourself, where in your life do you feel like you're shrinking? What does that look like? And then what would it look like for you to show up at least 10% more? If you take some time and really reflect, you'll find that you have areas of your life where you want to elevate a little bit more.
Yeah. So now let's lighten it up and play a little game that we love.
Overrated or underrated? Main character edition. So y'all know the drill. We're going to go back and forth and say whether the following things are overrated or underrated. Okay. So Jess, birthday trips. Overrated or underrated?
I think that there is any trip in the world that's overrated. So I have to say underrated. Yeah,
period.
Book the trip for any reason. And honestly, it's a great excuse. If you've been like, oh, I don't really have a reason to book this trip, and you have a birthday coming up, use that as the reason and book the trip. Do it.
100%. Could not agree more. Underrated. I think that's the best way to celebrate yourself. Take the trip. Domestic, international, whatever you want to do. Make it happen. Next, telling someone your win without downplaying it. Overrated or underrated? I have to say underrated. We literally just talked about this. You need to be shouting from the rooftops about your win, because those people in your life will be also shouting from the rooftops. You need those hype people. So yes, tell your wins. Don't downplay it, because you deserved it.
Could not agree more. I would say underrated. I will add one mini caveat.
Okay.
Mini caveat. That sometimes there are certain relationships, certain family relationships that you have to keep maybe for certain reasons, but like, you know, they're very boundary driven at a distance that you don't give them your full access, but you're like, hey, at the family reunion or whatever. For those people, I just really don't bother telling them my wins, and that's my boundary, because I know that they're gonna like shit all over it. So I just don't tell them. They don't get access to that. So that's my one caveat. But like, if you're gonna talk about it, like, embrace it, because you should be so proud, and screw those people who would like think negatively about it. That's my caveat.
Absolutely. No, that's valid. Next, wearing something extra to brunch. Overrated or underrated? I love it. Especially going back to birthdays. All of my friends know I am probably the only friend in my friend groups that cares about what other people wear to my birthday. It's a very Sagittarius thing of me. For my birthday, everybody's like, oh, what's the dress code? What's the color combination? Every year I choose a color that I decide to wear, and everybody just needs to not wear that color. I'm very extra when it comes to that. I try and find something super cute that stands out and is in that color, but I do not want anybody else wearing that color. Okay. Is that extra? Yeah. Okay. Do I care? Absolutely not. My friends love it, and I know they do. They're like, you know what? Yeah, we'll do this one thing for her, and I appreciate it.
It's kind of like going to a themed party, though, right? It's like, you know when people go to the black and white parties, right? Where you wear black and white. It's the same thing. You can wear these colors. You don't wear this color. And it's a theme. And you are the theme. I'm here for it.
I am the theme. That is... Yeah! Yeah! Exactly! That's it. I am the theme.
You are the theme.
Okay. Taking yourself out on a date and posting about it, overrated or underrated? I mean, I'm just going to say appropriately rated for this one. I think it's fine. If you want to do a little solo date, that's great. Post it, you know, do a little story, a little solo date Sunday or whatever you want. I think that's fine. I think it's appropriately rated for what it is. What do you think?
Yeah. I think it's underrated. I feel like, again, in this society where we're taught that if you go by yourself, I'm like, hell yeah. So when I see someone post about them, I'm like, my God, they found some time for themselves. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of them. you know, like one of my friends, she posted that she took a little mini trip up to Wichita and did a little solo date thing for herself for her birthday to combine a bunch of these things we just talked about. And I was like, I'm so happy for you. You know, I was just loving it. I was loving watching the content, seeing the content. I'm a big fan. It makes me cheer you on.
I love it. Okay. Planning your own party.
Overrated.
Oh, I didn't even
I'm just kidding, because I knew you threw your parties. So I was just kidding.
I was like, whoa.
I'm just kidding. I think it's underrated. I love that you do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's underrated because I'm in control. I like to play my own things. I mean, I think it depends. Sometimes I'm like, oh man, I really don't want to plan anything. Let's do a dinner and this be done. But like, has that ever been me? Absolutely not. So I always make sure that I get into the mood of planning my own stuff because I enjoy it.
I agree. Super underrated. I love your parties. You've inspired me. So I told you how I am like really wanting to invest in like building a friend group here. So I've set a goal for myself. My birthday is Halloween. My goal is to plan something for myself in October for my birthday where I have a friend group I can invite to. So that means I have from now to October to like meet some really cool people and feel connected enough with them that I'm like brave enough to be like, I want to do something for my birthday and invite people.
I'm so excited. Ooh, I am so excited to see all this because I know it's going to be good. I know it's going to be good.
Yes.
Okay. Voice memos over texting. Overrated or underrated? Girl, I think they're underrated. I love a good voice memo. I love sending voice memos now. I call them like mini podcasts when I send them to my friends. I always start with, I'm going to have to send you a mini podcast because this is just too much to type. And then I proceed to send them a 3-minute long voice note. But did you know that when you send those, you can play them at different speeds? Did you know this? Oh mm-hmm. my God. Game changer, because I'd be talking slow sometimes, or sometimes I'll like get something, so I have to go. It's a whole thing. Being able to listen to somebody's voice note at 1.25 or 1.5, depending on talking speed, is a game changer. So I can send these long voice notes because you can just speed it up. So yeah. Underrated.
Also, the transcription part is also really helpful. If you're in a place where you can't 100%. Listen to it, you can transcribe. I'm going to go with appropriately rated. Okay, because to be frank, it depends on who it comes from and how it really does. Okay, when you send me a voice note, and maybe it's because you do the podcast, right? You know how to get a story out. You're hitting your points. You're keeping me entertained. There's not a lot of, someone cut me off. I'm not getting all of that. You're straight to the point, and I get it. And then I get voice notes from other people where I'm like, literally, you could have fucking typed this out in 2 sentences. You could literally tell Siri, hey Siri, text back this in your car. But instead, I've heard your road rage incident. I've heard how stressed you are after work, or, oh, I'm so sorry. I have to send this because X, Y, and Z, and I'm over it. So it very much to me depends on who it's coming from. I will say I find it more enjoyable now that the transcription option and the speed option.
That is actually really valid. You're right. It does depend on who it comes from because you're like, you know, you really didn't have to send me all that. But I still like it at the end of the day.
Yeah, if you got a juicy story and you need to tell me the story, send me the voice note. If you're just 100%. Needed to respond to my question and now I need to know all the 17 reasons why you can't give me the straight answer right now and hear your road rage, then I'm over it.
Honestly, valid. I get it.
These were such good ones to discuss today. So now let's go on to our last drop of tea for the day.
Yeah. So if you're listening and this all hit a nerve with you, good. This is your sign to stop dimming your light.
You don't have to be perfect to take up space. You don't have to be loud to be powerful. You just have to be you fully.
This summer, we're not shrinking, we're showing up.
I love, side note, that we're closing this episode right as the sun is hitting me in my main character moment right now.
Killing the game. I'm like, wait a minute. That glow is giving what it needs. They really said main character moment on.
Well, if this episode gave you the nudge you needed, send it to your boldest, baddest friend and tag us at Sisterhood Tea Party.
We love your reviews too. They keep the tea flowing. Drop 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening.
We'll see you next week. And remember, take up space. You were made for it.
Bye, y'all.